The municipal rebellion spreads. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Bush administration may have rejected the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty, but a growing number of American mayors are joining a coalition to reject the rejection. They are disobediently obeying its provisions as part of a movement started by the mayor of Seattle, Democrat Greg Nickels.
The U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement now has 138 mayors signed on. Our goal was 141, one for each country in which the Kyoto Protocol became law.
And the remarkable thing is who's been signing.
I knew that it resonated in Seattle in terms of global warming and preventing climate disruption. What I didn't realize was how broadly that was shared across this country.
That's the surprise, because the list now includes places like Salt Lake City, Utah, Bellevue, Nebraska, even Hearst, Texas. These are places not known for their tree huggers, but whose mayors worry that a warmer earth would dry up water supplies and farms.
We have a chance, I think, to change to a new economy. The United States shouldn't just join the other countries. We should be leading the world in this.
Even in normally wet Seattle, the mountain snowpack has been declining, with consequences not just for the water supply, but for the hydroelectric dams that power the economy.
This carbon-based economy we have, where we burn rotten dinosaur oil.
Are you talking about the fuel in my car?
I am talking about that. There's a limited amount of that, and it's choking our air.
Once upon a time, that was just liberal crazy talk. But as more and more mayors are coming to realize, environmental change would be the ultimate challenge to national security. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.